Lisbon. We strolled through the city where grandmothers wandered through vacant lots. Fine armchairs were displayed behind shining plates of glass. In a tobacconist's, a map of Wichita on the wall. Rainstorms arrived and the municipal gardens glistened. Stratocumulus clouds settled over the city. We purchased spiced pork sandwiches wrapped in blue foil. Lisbon was home to a dizzying array of trees: banyan, linden, honey locust, hickory, birch, and aspen. An inordinate number of casinos were open for business. Later, we retraced our steps. More casinos had appeared. The city was calm, the canals lacquered with autumnal light. The grandmothers had gone home for lunch. On chapel steps, I found a blue crystal with a gold fleck at its center. I'd read of a similar object in Ovid's epistles, but I didn't recall its significance. In my mind's eye, a blast furnace raged without being refueled. A flyer stapled to a post touted a festival in wine country. The omnibus would take us there.